I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Over the weekend, Richland Center's soccer team split at the Lodi Varsity Quad. They lost 4-1 to West Salem and then defeated Lomira 7-1. In the Lomira game, Richland Center's Henry Martin had 4 goals. Also, they will be in action later this week, in fact, playing Platteville on Thursday night for their next action. Richland Center High School volleyball team hosted a big tournament over the weekend. Several area teams that are rated were there. Fenimore wound up defeating Richland Center in the opening round of play. They advanced to the gold pool level, where they were also against Cuba City and wound up winning in the gold division. In the silver pool results, Richland Center was the first place team. They got by Reedsburg and Hillsboro in match play. And also in the bronze pool play, Royal finished first, Ithaca second, Lancaster was third. Play resumes for area volleyball teams this week. Richland Center's next conference match comes up at home on Thursday night when they play host to Platteville. River Valley was involved in the Monroe tournament over the weekend. They lost to Monroe 2-1 in early in the day action. Also went on to score wins against Argyle and Schulzburg. Hometown baseball saw its season capped off with a game yesterday, a championship round game in Verona that saw Verona win 4-2. The Cavaliers outlasted Ashton for the 2026 Home Talent League Championship. A 3-run fifth inning put the game on ice. Liam Stump, who played high school baseball at Mineral Point, went on to play at Madison College and at D1 Central Michigan, went 9 innings to get the win, giving up 8 hits, striking out 8, walking 1, and giving up 2 earned runs on 114 pitches. Verona had 10 hits, led by Jacob Slonens, going 3-for-4, Tristan Largent, 2-for-4, Slonen, David Lund, and Justin Scanlon all had doubles to lead Verona to the championship. Ithaca High School homecoming will be held on September 19th. And as part of the Hall of Fame festivities this year, they will be honoring a team, the 1986 Ithaca football team, which was the first to make the WIAA playoffs. And they got within 1 game of playing at Camp Randall. Everybody associated with the 1986 team members and cheerleaders and staff and fans are welcome to be a part of the official induction during halftime of the Ithaca High School football game that comes up on Saturday, the 19th of September. The game kicks off at 1 o'clock. For the Brewers, they had taken 9 series in a row before losing to Cincinnati 12-8 yesterday. The Reds took 2 out of 3 games over the weekend, even though Milwaukee scored 21 runs in those games. Antonio Senzatella was the losing pitcher. Bryce Tarang drove in 3 runs in the loss, and Jake Bowers hit his 24th home run of the season. Robert Gasser will start this afternoon's series opener at home, another big one against the Cubs. The Cubs lost to Miami 10-3 yesterday. St. Louis over Colorado 10-8. Dodgers 7, Washington 5. Atlanta got the win against Philadelphia 5-4. In the American League, Boston 3, Baltimore 1. Cleveland 3-2 over Detroit. Kansas City 6-1 winners against Toronto. Texas 8, Tampa Bay 6. Seattle 2-0 over the Athletics. And the White Sox beat Minnesota 10-1. Interleague play, Pittsburgh 1-0 over the Angels, Arizona 3, Houston 2, San Diego 4-3 winners against the Yankees. C.J. Carr threw 2 touchdown passes, and A.S. Williams ran for 90 yards and 2 more scores, and number 4 Notre Dame pulled away in the second half for a 41-13 victory over the Badgers. This was the first college football game to take place at the home of the NFL Green Bay Packers since Wisconsin upset a 5th-ranked LSU team 16-14 in 2016. Wisconsin also hung around for a while in this one as a 3-touchdown underdog before Notre Dame outscored the Badgers 28-3 in the second half. It was a good overall effort for the Badgers. Coach Luke Fickell said the team did well, at least for the first half.
We felt like we were in a really good place in the first half, and so I don't know if that's we got wore down. I know defensively we want to play a lot of guys. I think we did a good job in the first half of playing a lot of guys. And the second half came out, and you know, obviously the energy and momentum shifted in one direction, and we never could get it back.
Luke Fickell and the team lost the game. They'll get ready for their next action, which is coming up against Western Illinois, and the team should be favored in that one.
That's where we got to figure ourselves out, right? I mean, this whole identity thing is important for all of us. It's important for, you know, our offense. It's important for us as a defense. It's important for us as a program. We know we have to be able to establish the run. It's going to be a team right there that's going to make it very difficult. Not that anybody's going to let you run the football, but that's a damn good football team, good front.
Over the weekend, UW Stout defeated Dubuque 34-20 in college football, and Platteville was a winner over Aurora, Illinois, 44-7. St. John's got the win against La Crosse, 24-21. The initial appearance for Packers running back Josh Jacobs has been moved up to Thursday. It was originally set for November. Jacobs' attorney will appear on his behalf, but the player will not be present. He's accused of causing an injury by pushing his girlfriend to the ground during an argument last May. Video surveillance from the home showed what happened during the encounter. The NBA has imposed the harshest penalty in league history on the Los Angeles Clippers following an investigation. The team had been accused of salary cap circumvention. Next on the agenda is the investigation of the Milwaukee Bucks for a similar violation. At its focus is the $64 million contract the Bucks signed with reserve guard Gary Trent Jr. Five draft picks were taken from the Clippers. At least two team officials were suspended, and a $30 million fine was imposed. I am Phil Nee with an update on Monday Sports.